In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about how Muslims must be smart and not be played out by dramas and fitnas. Stay tuned.
So full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So we're going to talk about how we Muslims must be smart and how we must not be played out by dramas and fitnas. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and this is a fact. More and more people are being guided to this great world religion. Now, the enemies of Islam are not happy with this. They know that if Islam develops and expands to such an extent that it becomes country's system of government, then they have to say goodbye to all of their personal and selfish interests. So, in order to prevent this from happening, they create a great number of fitnas. Fitna actually can be defined in two ways. The first meaning of fitna is test or trial, and the second meaning is a situation where distinguishing truth from falsehood is difficult and something bad is about to be played out by the enemies. Both meanings of fitna are relevant because when you're such in a difficult situation, you are being tested by Allah to see whether you will emerge victorious from this test or you will fail miserably. Fitna has been translated as sedition in English, but it is not limited to this definition. Just as we said, it could mean any difficult situation. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean a situation where certain people are against, for example, the Islamic government, and there's a lot of strife and struggle going on in society. No. So it encompasses various meanings. And the general meaning of fitna is that a situation where distinguishing truth from falsehood is difficult. There are a lot of fitnas which the so-called superpowers of the world create for Muslims in order to undermine Islam. One example which was very significant was the event of September 11th, 2001, which is known as the 9/11 attacks. Even though later it was revealed that it was not an attack, but rather a self-destruction of the World Trade Centers or Twin Towers in New York. In other words, it was just a means of framing Muslims for acts of terrorism and using it as a pretext for invading Iraq to gain control over the Middle East and Muslims. So that is why we call it a fitna. Now, after this event, there was so much anti-Muslim sentiment that greatly affected Muslims' behavior, especially in North America and Europe. Muslims were and are still being stereotyped as terrorists by the Western mass media and even ordinary people. They have been brainwashed by them to think Islam is an aggressive religion which wants to kill anyone who is against it. And of course, you do know that the Aryan powers, such as the US, the UK, and whatever great power in the world that exists, created so-called Muslim militants, who they called terrorist organizations. They created and funded and still fund Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and just recently they created ISIS or Daesh, who are committing great atrocities in Iraq, Syria, and even Europe. The hypocrisy of the West is that first they create such groups, and then they say that they want to fight them because they're terrorists. How silly is that? Muslims must be alert that they don't fall into the trap of the enemies of Islam. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
For most people, it's like the man who came and he said, did you know Sidi so-and-so said such and such about you? He just said, didn't Shaitan find anybody else other than you to come tell me about this? You know, you're the only person Shaitan could find. So you have to feel sorry for people that's what they're doing, talking about other people. People seem to enjoy it. Ishtirar, you know, the yajtar, the Arabs call it ishtirar, chewing the cud. I mean, we say in English, let's go chew the cud, you know. And people talk about the same thing over and over and over again. And they talk about the same people. Because people like soap operas. I have never liked soap operas. I can't watch soap opera. I could never watch a soap opera, right? But people love soap operas. They love drama. They love all the, did you hear, and so-and-so, and you know what? You're never going to believe this. Wait till you hear this. Oh, my God. And this is, people love it. They just thrive. People that never do anything for Islam, when the fitna comes, oh, man, you have to do something about this. We're going to all get, and suddenly it's like they've got all this energy. They weren't there for the bake sale. They weren't there for the fundraiser. They weren't there for none of that. But when it's fitna, they all come out just filled with energy. And it's always self-righteous. It's always indignant. We have to do, brothers, we cannot allow this, right? And this is the human condition. It's really a puppet show. So on the one hand, you have to be able to kind of watch it and, you know, interesting. Because it's going to be, trust me, at a certain time, you know, my eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false gods, I scuff at pettiness, which plays too rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, lift my legs to kick it off, say, all right, I've had enough, what else can you show me? At a certain point, this is what life is. It's just pettiness. It's all of these things that are going on. The Conqueror Worm is a poem that you should read every once in a while by Edgar Allan Poe, just to remind yourself that it's the worm that wins in the end, right? I mean, this pathetic shadow show that's going on all around us. And it's the same dramas. It's nothing different. It's been going on for millennia. The same problems, these human problems, all the pettiness. It's been going on for millennia. And we're here and getting in it. And if you want to join in, that's fine. But at a certain point, all of these people checked out. That's what they did. They just said, you know what? I'm not going to participate in this game. I'm just not. And those people became healers. Because what we're really dealing with here on this planet, we are in an insane asylum. Really. We're all in an insane asylum. It's all dysfunctionality everywhere you look. You just look at people, they're mad. People are stark raving mad. They're lunatics. They're having hot dog eating contests. Right? Really. They're committing suicide because they didn't get a high enough grade on their entrance examination. Right? I mean, it's a madhouse. And if you once you realize that, you have to just say, there's a couple of things I can do. One, I can get out of this place, which is what certain traditions do. They call them hermits. They just go off into the... And the Prophet ﷺ gave that option, right? He gave that option, especially towards the end of time. He said the best place for people to go is just into the mountains with some goats and just get out of there because it's going to get so crazy. People are going to be so mad and you're going to be under so much pressure and stress all the time. And so he said, but he said the best people are the people that are patient with the harm that other people cause them. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ خَالَطَ النَّاسِ وَصَبَرَ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ The best of you are those who mix with the people and they're patient with all their harm. And so at that point, if you're one of those people, if you can show patience, if you can show forbearance, if you can show kindness, then you become either a ward in the madhouse, right? You just start helping people. No, come over here, dear. You need to get inside your room. Sit down. Dinner's coming. Right? Or you actually become a physician or a nurse, right? And actually start helping people. Because people can be cured. They can be cured. And so that's what he's saying. Don't cause harm to people. Don't do these things. It's just not a good thing to do.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness, you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, no, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, no, you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless, no, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, no, you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So as we were saying, we Muslims are being tested in the fitnas that are being made by the enemies of Islam. There were certain Muslims who lost their faith and ideals amid these fitnas, such as 9/11. In America and Europe, but especially in America, because some Muslims were scared of being harassed by others, since they are stereotyped as terrorists, some women, Muslim women, took their hijabs off. In other words, they sold their religion just so that they wouldn't be bothered by others. This is one of the instances of being tested when there is a fitna. But the greatest fitna in the world of Islam, which is created by our enemies, is without a doubt the issue of Palestine. Like Imam Khomeini said, Palestine is not just an issue which has to do with the Arabs and Palestinians. It is something which concerns the world of Islam. This is because Palestine is home to one of the greatest Islamic centers, which is Masjid al-Aqsa. But not only that, Islam is against oppression against innocent human beings and usurpation of their homeland. What the Israelis are doing is the biggest crime that is being committed in the world. Israelis are known as baby killers because they couldn't care less about Muslim Palestinians. As long as they're in their way, they kill them, whether it's a baby or an adult. We have to be very careful when dealing with this issue. What is our duty, you might ask? We should do everything to show our support to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine by expressing our opposition to that illegitimate regime. For example, we can boycott goods and brands which we know they fund Israel. This could be food, clothing, cars, and many other things. Another big fitna which is being played out is causing dispute between the Shia and Sunni. ISIS or Daesh are killing Shias, but not only Shias, anyone who is against them, even the Sunnis who are against them. They call themselves Sunni, but they're not even true Sunnis, because most Sunnis do not approve of them. We have to be careful that we stay united. We Muslims, all of us, Shia and Sunni, we stay united because we have a common enemy, which we must not forget. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too. What in Quran is written. Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too. What in Quran is written.